We're here at the IHUB in Nairobi with Jamie Lundeen, that's I got it right, of Map Kibera. Now, Jamie, a lot of people look at development and say, well, why would you start with a map? I mean, what's that about?
Well, one of our basic principles is that without basic geographic information about a given area, you can't talk about improving people's lives if you don't know what resources are available to them and what the needs are. So we start with a map. At the most basic level, especially in an area like Kibera, where there are numerous organizations working and billions of shillings pouring into the area, it seems ludicrous to not have a map of what's there and where the needs are.
So as a newcomer in town, I look at all the maps, the A to Z and the government maps, and there's literally just a big white space where nearly a million people are living. Mm-hmm. It's almost sort of a 19th century explorers, hippie monsters approach. How have you tackled that? What have you literally done?
So starting in October 2009, Mikel Marin and his partner, Erica Hagen, came to Nairobi, and they identified 13 young people, one from each of the villages in Kibera, and trained them on how to use the OpenStreetMap software as well as GPS devices to literally walk the streets of their local villages and collect any information that they thought would be relevant. So that's businesses, M-Pesa points, health centers, health clinics, chemists, schools, to really represent how people live in Kibera and what services are available to them.
Now, in the north, for want of a better word, there's been a huge debate about freeing up digital data that the government owns. But here in Kenya, that's not the case, is it?
Well, there is data available from different government offices.
In a mapping sense?
Oh, in a mapping sense, yeah. A lot of the mapping information that the government has is quite outdated. 1950s, 1960s maps, which may be useful in some ways but don't represent the current state of Kenya. So, and certainly there aren't any maps of informal settlements, so the response has been through citizen cartography.
And so citizens working with you have created their own map and their own interpretation of the mm-hmm. place, and I understand you plan now to sort of make that physical to get around the issues of internet access. What are you planning to do?
So we are currently developing an atlas of Kibera with maps of four different thematic areas that we covered, which is health, education, girl security, and water and sanitation, and one general map, which will then be printed and distributed to organizations and schools within Kibera, many of whom we had contact with during the mapping exercise. And we hope that will generate awareness and interest in the information and using that information, whether it be for educational purposes, planning, advocacy. We also are planning to print these maps and paint them on walls around Kibera, or at least sections of the map. It's quite dense, so you may not be able to fit it all on one wall. To get the information and awareness about the information out into the community.
And as well as this remarkable project, you've got a lot of citizen reporting going on, what some people might call hyperlocal scheme. Can you tell us a bit about that?
Yeah, we work with two different teams, one doing SMS reporting. It's called the Voice of Kibera, and another is a video program where young people make stories and news about Kibera, whether that be breaking news or feature stories about business people in Kibera, about water and sanitation issues, about health, whether that be HIV/AIDS or TB or malaria. And they post that information on those clips onto YouTube, and those also feed into the Voice of Kibera site. So we're really trying to facilitate a generation of information and news coming out of Kibera to represent, the youth like to say, to represent the true story of Kibera.
Well, we find that a lot in hyperlocal work. Communities that have never had a voice can suddenly mm-hmm. can take control of the media and project it to the world. I mean, Kibera is something of a political flashpoint.
Yes. And I think there's been a lot of interest internationally because Kibera is so well known. We're still trying to generate local interest in the information.
Fantastic stuff. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Very impressive.